Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Gimel, and today's daf is sponsored by Yonatan Achani Weiss in honor of Moshe's Bar Mitzvah. We wish them a Mazel Tov, and thank you for the sponsorship. Okay, we're up to the Mishnah on Yud Beis Mabez. Let's get back into the sugyas relating to a Jew taking part in something to do with a non-Jew and possibly leading them to Avodah Zarah, or whether it's their mentioning of Avodah Zarah or it's a Lifnei Iver issue, as we discussed already earlier in the parak. Says the Mishnah, Ir Sheyesh Ba Avodas Kochavim. If a city has Avodas Kochavim in it, has idol worship in it, we discussed what happens if there's only one road going to the city. Are you allowed to go down that road? What if there's a road going out of the city also? What about the suburbs of the city? Is that Nigrar after the city? So we discussed. So what happens now if there's a city that has Avodas Kochavim? V'hayubo chanunos mi'utaros v'she'enan mi'utaros. And there are different stores. There are some stores that are decorated with Avodah Zarah related material, mi'utaros, right, Rashi, mi'utaros, v'simanhu lahem, she'osan chanuyo shal avodas kochavim hasil'a heim lito mehen meches, the ones that are mi'utaros, a certain percentage of their profits are going to go as taxes towards the Avodah Zarah. That's how you know that they're part of the Avodah Zarah team, they are mi'utar, and others are not mi'utaros, so are you allowed to frequent those stores in the city where there is Avodah Zarah? And Rashi points out, it's on the Yom. First Rashi on the Mishnah. V'derech ovdei kochavim lios lahem yom shuk v'yirid b'yom edam. And it's the market day on the day of the holiday, so some of those taxes are going to go towards the Avodah Zarah. So is one allowed to participate, right? So therefore, again, we'll have to get back to the reasons, as we mentioned earlier in the parak. Zehai ma'isa b'beit sha'an v'amru chachamim ha'mu'utaros asuros v'she'enan mu'utaros v'she'enan mu'utaros mu'utaros. Only the ones that were mu'utar, that were decorated with these different decorations, are asur, and the other ones would be mutar. What's the issue? Again, is it the taxes going towards the Avodah Zarah? So again, Rashi says, relating to what Rashi and Tosfos discussed back on Dav Beis, those that are not mu'utar, the taxes aren't going. No hana directly to the idols. V'imishum denosei v'nosein b'yom edam. And here Rashi says, and Tosfos says, maybe Rashi was choser bo from what he said earlier. But what does Rashi say here? And even if there's an issue of doing business on the day of, as we learned in the first parak, even 3 days before, in the first Mishnah, Hanimili lizvune luhu, dilamazvin lehe behema, vazal makav lelevaros kochavim, that's only in terms of selling them something, selling them an animal that they could use in their service. Inami derech lokech lios sameach vazilamode, or the derech of a buyer of something is to be sameach, right? Even if it's not an animal, but any type of buying. Aval mizvan minayhu, but to buy something from them, davar ha-miskayim, something that is miskayim, again, something that's about to go bad, that we said also they're happy because they don't, that's off of their shoulders, but something that's miskayim, shari destam mocher atzevu. So that would be mutter. Rashi here is mechalik between buying and selling. Tosfos here discusses that maybe Rashi was choser bro for what we said on Dav Beis. Rashi says there seems to be both are included. Okay, that was Rashi again related to what we discussed back on Dav Beis. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Machlokes, Reish Lakish, and Reb Yochanan, which we will relate to the Mishnah. Lo shanu ela mu'utaris beverid vahadas. What do we say is asur only if it's mu'utar with spices and flowers that smell good, to come mishani mirecha, because then one is being mishani, one is getting hana from the smell, and this is, Rashi points out, tikroves l'avodah zarah. They used to use these flowers and these types of herbs in the avodah zarah service, and therefore, when I walk in and when I smell this, that I'm being nana. That's the issue, says Reish Lakish. I'm being nana from the avodah zarah. Avo mu'utaros beperos mu'utaros. But mu'utaros with fruit, that's mutar. Fruit I'm allowed to buy, even though I'm going to get, ultimately, indirectly, there's going to be hanal avodah kochavim, still, that would be okay. Mutaris my time, because Reish Lakish holds the Amar Kra lo yidvak biyotcha meuma min hacherim. So what does he say? Is aser nehenehu da aser aval mahane shari. Being nehene from anything related to the avodas kochavim is aser, but being mehane, giving some of the taxes, that is not a problem. That is Reish Lakish's shita. Ask Tosfos in Dibur Matzchel El Bevered. Rabbi Tam asks from the sugya of Bastiha. Bastiha we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in the last parak on Daf Samach Vav. That's the sugya of Recha. We paskin Recha, the aroma of items, right? The aroma of milchik, sleishik. That's the whole source of Shas for that. We'll get to, as we mentioned, there's a lot of halacha lemaisa, hilchos kashrus here in Avodah Zarah, a lot in the second half of the Masechta, all the tefilas kelim, a lot of hilchos kashrus. But that sugya Bastiha is the issue of using ovens for milchiks and fleishiks and rabbat. The sugya there is Recha. Recha is in Shas. Zeya, right, Zeya, the steam, that's not in Shas. That's based on a Tshuvas Arash. But Recha, the aroma, the dry heat, that is in Shas. That's the Gemara there, based on a Mishnah in Mishnayos, I think, Trumos. So there, the Gemara says, Shari, Mishum de Recha la Milsehi. Right, so why does here Reish Lakish say that to smell the item, it is Asur, because of Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, just Recha is Lav Milsa, the Gemara says there. So why is it that Reish Lakish holds this Mutter? Does he argue on that? Why does he hold this Asur? Vatirates, so says Rabbeinu Tam, the Shiny Vered Vahadas. Two answers. Number one, Shiny Vered Vahadas, to Ikarayul Recha Kaimi. They're made for the smell. Something which is ikker for the smell, so therefore Recha Milsa. What's food? Food is not made for smell. Food is made for eating. There happens to be some type of good aromas to some food, but the ikker of food is the eating. So there could be different rules between something that's made for smell and something that's not made for smell. Vavikmo k'tores, tiafla achar, shenases mitzvaso. Eat like k'tores, even after the mitzvah has been done of the k'tores, nehi shein ma'olin bo yisura mi'a'ika. That's also a rule breaker. Usually after something is, we can finish the avoda of something. Nasis mitzvaso, there's no iser at all to get benefit from it. But k'tores is different because it still smells that it's ikaro le'recha. Right, we know hilchos brachas also. There's a difference between the bracha that I make on besamim, something that is made for smell, and a fruit that smells good. Different type of bracha if I smell it, because it's different whether it's avidi, lahariach, or no. Number one, so maybe that is the item over there is different than the item here, because it's asui, lahariach. Tosfos also says maybe there's a difference because this is avodah zarah. Maybe Avodah Zarah is different. Shema Avodah Kochavim Afilu Lilkos Nami Laki on the fourth white line. Maybe relating to Avodah Zarah, it's different. And the Tosfos says towards the bottom. The Afilum Tim Salomar Demalkas Leka Isura Miyaika Avo Bastia Afal Gavde Beyayin Nesech Mairi. Even though it's a context of Yayin Nesech, De Kein Isur Avodah Kochavim Echmirubo, which we relate to Avodah Zarah. It is Yayin Nesach, the roots of it. Hasam leka hana'a ki adaraba chozak hayayin nechnas bechotmo umaziko v'tama oser la mishum anas areyach ala mishum dechashav like yishtia shareyach nechnas begufo. There's different rules there. That's a case where it's not that you're trying to smell it. It's like the smell actually is making it worse with the smell underneath the bread there. But that is the sugya. Remember the halach lamaisa we paskin in Simen Kuf Ches recha milsa lachadchila. One shouldn't put one into a situation where, let's say, one is cooking milchiks and fleishiks, dry food, one after another, in the same oven, right, if it's all dry. Bidyeven, we're makel, as long as it's a clean oven and it's all dry. Shulchan Aruch says, Kufches, Ein solin basar ksheira im basar nevela, shel behema temeya batanar echad. Right, we shouldn't roast kosher and non-kosher meat in the same oven. At the same time. That's what it's talking about. V'afal pi she'ein nogin zeh bazeh. Even though they're not touching each other. If they're touching each other, then the taste transfers. Obviously, heat and moisture. But if it's touching. But v'im salan, but if you roasted them in the same oven at the same time, not touching, harei zeh mutter. That's mutter, because we paskin, as the Shach says right here, to recha la milsa hi b'dieven. Recha la milsa. Avo pas she'afei matzli, because of Ramam de Asr lachlo b'kutach, b'tam k'even de efshal lachlo b'lo kutach ha'vil k'l'chadchila. If you still have a choice in the matter. Right, so there's a, where do you draw the line? What's the chadchila, what's b'dieven? But if the choice is throwing out the food, or eating it, so then we paskin recha la milsa. Then he talks about whether it's a big oven and a small oven, all the different details of recha, very big sugya, very halach l'maisa sugya, which by the Shem we will get to a little bit later in the Masechta in a couple of weeks. So that's Recha Milsa and Tosfos' issue here. But that is all Reish Lakish Shita. Reish Lakish says the Isser here is only if there are nice smelling flowers on the stores, but fruit, no problem, because the Isser is Nehene, not Mahane. And Rabbi Yochanan argues. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Meutaros Beperes Nami Aser. Even if it's decorated with fruit, that's also Aser. Why Kal Vachomer? Not only is Mahane not Mutter, but it's a Kal Vachomer that it's Aser. Nene Aser Mahane Lo Kol Shekein. If Nene is Aser, so surely Mahane, where you're giving the Avodah something, Avodah Zarah something, that surely should be Aser. Is that a Din D'Araisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? The Ritva assumes here that it's an Issa D'Araisa. That Kal Vachomer. Again, we know Ein Onshin Min Hadin, but that Kal Vachomer is a Din D'Araisa, being Mahane Avodah Zarah or Tikrovas L'Avodah Zarah. Again, separate from the issues of Lifnei Iver, that we've discussed already earlier in the parak. If I'm going to give something to the idolater to be able to worship with, so that gets into Lifnei Iver, that's it gets into the issue of I'm not allowed to cause the idolater to mention the Avodah Zarah, as Rashi said Bet Shadur earlier. But this is separate. Is there, within the Isser of mine, of Avodah Zarah, is there an Isser of participating? So that's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish about Mahane. And Rabbi Yochanan says it's a Kal Vachomer, that it, Mahane is included, and that is an Isser D'Araisa. Not everyone agrees, but that's an Isser D'Araisa. Tosas also says on top. Tosas says, wait a minute, Mahane is Mutter according to Reish Lakish. So what about the Gemara later on? Okay, the whole Avodah Zarah is very, the unit of Avodah Zarah. Most of Hilchot Avodah Zarah are right here in all different parts of the Masechta. There's a few elsewhere at Shas, but Tosas quotes from all over in other places here. Later on in Daf Mem Zayim, right? What happens if I share a wall? I have a house that I share a wall with a base of Avodah Zarah, and the wall falls down. How am I allowed to build up my wall? Because if I build my wall, that's going to be Mahane the Avodah Zarah, because they're going to get a wall also. So the Gemara says there, Aser Livnoso. Right, you're not allowed to build it. Ask the Gemara there, Vakashavik Ravcha, Lavodas Kachavim. What if you indent it inside? Right, you minimize your own property. Minimize your own property. But one second, what's the whole havi? What's the problem? You're being Mahane? Okay. Rish Lakish said Mahane is Mutter. Why would you have to recess your wall into your own Rishus? Right, the whole thing should be Mutter anyway, according to Rish Lakish. Harmin and Hakat, the Mahane Mutter. Stosis gives two answers. What's the rule? What's the exception? Whenever you have a steerer between two Gemaras, so either you could say b'chiluk, or you could say one's a rule, one's an exception. So Tosas has two opposite deis. V'yesh lo amar dahasa mika hano yisera. No, there is worse. There is not just mahane; it's super mahane. V'nira kinosin makam lavodas kachavim. You're building a wall for him, not just giving a couple of dollars, right? You're giving a wall for him. So that's really that's super mahane. And Reish Lakish would agree that is usser. Meaning, our case is the rule, that case is the exception, unusual case. For Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the opposite. Devadai, kol mahane usser levad mehacha. Really, the rule is there. Mahane is usser. Here, it's different. Bebnei sheyesh ba'osahana bizayon lavodes kochavim. Shoporeya hamechas. Lefisha eino machshe lavodes kochavim kolkach shiasama atar barosho. Because as we'll see soon, the other choice, you could get out of paying these taxes if you do some other type of service to Avodah Zarah. You're not. So by paying these taxes, you're being mevaza a little bit, as we'll see in a couple of lines. But either way, this is Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Good. Meisvei, third line, Rabbi Nasan Omer. Yom Sha'avodas Kochavim, Manachas Boas HaMeches. There's one day that it's the big Yom A day, so there was a way that you could not pay taxes, right? A day of no sales tax, right, that goes to the Avodah Zarah. But how are you Zoche to be able to have this discount? Machrizen V'Omrim, these two announce. Call me Shenot El Atara. Whoever takes this wreath, kind of crown, the Aniach Barosho, and put it on his head, Ubarosh Chamoro, and on his donkey's head. What's the donkey's head? But it's put on the donkey's head. That's like a, I think we mentioned this Hanukkah time. That was like a bumper sticker. Right? Put this on, this is what you believe in. Like the Yevanim, right? Hanukkah, right? Kibla, the Medrash says, Kisvu al Karan Ashar, She'ein lanu chelek b'elokei Yisrael. That was what the Greeks made us do. They used to write, carve into the horns of our oxen, right? Which was like the bumper sticker, right? We don't believe in God. So here too, you got to put it on your chamor, not just you, on your chamor. L'kavod avodas kochavim. So whoever does that, yaniach los ameches. You're not charged taxes. You're not charged v'imlav al yaniach los ameches. And if you don't, then you have to pay the taxes. So Yehudi shenimsal shama mayase. What should the Jew do? A Jew that's there, he's stuck. Why? Yaniach, if he puts it on, nimsa nana. Comes out that he's being nana from the avodas kochavim. What's the hana? Rashi says, smells good. right? It smells good. You're putting this on you, and the aroma smells very good. Lo yaniach nimsa mahane. And if you don't put it on, then you're going to give extra money to the Avodah Zarah by paying the taxes. So what do you do? So mikan amru. So we said, don't go. Hanosiv anotim shuk shal avodah kochavim. So if you went, you shouldn't go. If you went there, we fine you. We fine you. What is that? Behema te'aker. If you have an animal, then you have to, as we mentioned earlier, you have to somehow mutilate it a little bit so it's not useful for you. Peros v'ksus v'kelem yirkavu. You have to let any fruit or anything else rot that you got. Mos v'klimatros. And if you have metal or money, yolichim li'amamelach. Throw it into the amamelach. Meaning, all these things you're not allowed to use. Because we're fine you for putting yourself into that situation. Ve'zeo ikur. And what is ikur? Hamanasher parso sem and arkuba v'lumata. As we had a couple of days ago, you have to cut the a little bit into legs, low down, not enough to make the animal a treifa, not enough to make it a treifa, baltashkus, but enough to make it not usable for you. But either way, what's the kasha? Ktani mihas, you see in this brisa that both are usser. Yaniach nimsa nana, lo yaniach nimsa mahana. Kasha on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says only nehene is usser, but mahana is mutter. This brisa seems to say beferish that mahana is also usser. So the Gemara says, we'll get to Tosfos in a second. The Gemara says, Amar Mishar Shibre Rav Idi, Ksaver Rav Shimon Lakish, Pligi Rabbanan Aleid Rabbi Nasan. This price that was all a quote of Rabbi Nasan, Rish Lakish would say the Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Nasan. The Rabbanan would say, Mahane is Mutter. Va'ana da'amri k'rabbanan to pligi alei. And Rish Lakish would say, I hold like that other shita. I argue on this brisa. For Rabbi Yochanan, Savar lo pligi. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is Rabbi Nasan, but he's speaking on behalf of everybody. Right? Nobody's arguing. Because, the Ritva here points out, if there was a shita of the Rabbanan against Rabbi Nasan, then Rabbi Yochanan would have to paskin like them. Right? You go by the Rabbim. Right? So therefore, it must be that Rabbi Yochanan would hold that the Rabbim don't argue. Tosfos here brings up a fascinating ha'ara. So what does the Gemara here say? You can't put the wreath, the flowers on you because you're being nana. How are you being nana? By smelling the flowers. How about this? You're being nana by not having to pay the taxes. Isn't that also hana? When you put it on, you're nana. So is that called hana? So that's a major issue. Is saving a dollar the same as making a dollar? Making money is benefit. Saving money, is that called benefit in halacha? Right, that comes up in many different contexts, right? Like a marriage. What if a man says to a woman, right, a woman has a parking ticket, and the man says, you know what, I'll talk to the guy, I'll get you off the parking ticket, you're not going to have to pay. And with that hana, I'm married to you. Hari amukudeshesli, with a hana that I'm saving you a dollar. Does that work? Does that work? So the Rishonim, they discussed that in the first parak of Maseches Kedushin. Second parak about that you have to give dollar, you have to give a dinar and then add on or not. So is a money saved, a money earned? Right, is that the parallel? So that's what Tosfos says here. Tosfos in the little Tosfos, Yaniach. Pirush HaKuntrus, Yaniach Adar Barosh Avinim Sonanim in Areach. That's what Rashi says. V'yaf Alpi, right, Rashi implicitly says, V'yaf Alpi, Shemenich Alu Asameches, V'yehaneh, Eino Nikra Nana Me'avodas Kochavim, Kivan Shamo Shalo. You're keeping your money. That's not called Hana'a from the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it is okay. Right? The Ritva here quotes a Deya, and the Rabbi Hananel says a Beferish. In one line, they quote that, no, the Hana here is saving the Meches. That's what the Ritva quotes as at least a Deya here, and he argues on it, but he quotes Rashi, and then he quotes this from Tosas. Lachan Pirshu, Nimsa Nana Bishol Avodah Zarah, Kimi B'nei Kach, Manichan Lo HaMeches. Umikan, and then the Ritva says, Sheha over bebeis HaMeches, Aser, Mishi Omer Shehu Goy, Mibnei Shehi Pater Min HaMeches, Thomas Hani Mi Avodah Zarah. And then the Ritva here and the other Rishonim relate to a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says, on Daf Samach Beis and Mabeis, a lot discussed in this Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava says, Shari Leilat Tzurvei Mirabanan, Lameimar Avda Denura Ana. A rabbi, a Tzurvei Mirabanan, could say, and when the tax collector is coming by, I'm a man of the clergy. Even what's the Avda Denura? I'm a servant of the fire. So what's the fire? That's giving a misimpression because there's an Avodah Zarah that has to do with fire. So he could say Avda Denura, no, even though he doesn't have that in mind. Lo Yehiv Nachar, I don't have to pay taxes. My time, La Avruche Arya Mine Ka'amar. All he's saying is to prevent a lion from attacking him, meaning he is saving. He is saving himself. But one second, ask the Gemara. Ravashi Avilehu Abba. Hahu Abba Zavni Lebeinura. Amalei Rabbeinu LeRashi. Ha'ika Lifnei Iver Lo Siddin Mechshol. Right, I'm sorry, he says Lifnei Iver. Right, it discusses the line. The question is, you're saving money. Right, aren't you lying? The Ran here says, because Hashem is also called an Eish Ochla. So you see, you're an Avda Denura. So you have your Kavana. You have Kavana that you're serving Hashem. They have Kavana that, you know, you're, I'm serving them, their idols, but that's not what I had in mind. We discuss also Maris Ayin of Avodah Zarah. Here's not, you're not serving, you're declaring something. I am a servant of the God of fire. So I mean Hashem. Right? But, you have otherwise, but to get out of the taxes. So again, is that, that's also, the Ritva says, saving a buck, is that called making a buck? So that is also, discussed there. That's what the Ritva here quotes. Da'avda denura lafshu avad avodah zarah sheshma nura. El anashim yidu anein peturim anamechaz v'nei shekarov l'avodah zarah. They're the members of the clergy. Either way, that is, a discussion. The Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, what about if the following case? It's a case of 1948. Shnei b'shnat tavshin ches. Amdu parim levzoz v'laros chanuyo shel yehudim shel yada ir atika b'Yerushalayim. Right, there's Arab rioters that are going around and destroying the stores in 1948. Hayasham yehudi shayisalo chanut. There was a Jew at a store. Uliado hayashachein notzri. There was a Christian neighbor in the store next to him. Hanotzri richem al shcheino. The notzri saw what was going on. V'hiniach b'chalon. He put some of his idol, psalim, into the window of the Jew's store. Without the Jew asking. So then the rioter saw, hey, there's psalim in here, so we're not going to attack. Right? He was benefited from the idols that were in his store. So he didn't ask for them. The non-Jew did it also by himself. So that's already another tzad l'hakel. So where do you look? Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel, right? Benefiting with, he's just saving your money. You're not making money. You're not being mahanev, but just benefiting. So lechora, that would be okay. And he goes and continues with the discussion. He says his father-in-law Rabbi Yashiv didn't like it, but either way, this is, he said, maybe it was pikuach nefesh, because if they would have come in, they might have killed. So nimsa shesho. So. Maybe that was why it was allowed. Either way, that's a discussion. He has a couple of pages relating to this issue. Okay, because again, if it's one of the big three, or anything related to Avodah Zarah is Yarei Valyavar. So not just the money issues. Okay, either way, we continue. So what we just say is that the Reish Lakish argues on the Braisa, because the Braisa is relating, is Rabbi Nassan Shi to the Rabbanan argue. And Rabbi Yochanan would say the Rabbanan do not argue, and that's why it's different. Says the Gemara of Alo Pligi, do the Rabbanan really not argue on this Braisa? There's another Braisa that says, ne versus Mahana. But Tanya the Braisa says, Holchen li Rachel of Ovdei Kochavim. You're allowed to go to a shuk, a marketplace of Ovdei Kochavim. Velochem mehen behem avadim shvachos. And buy anything you want. Animals, avadim, shvachos. We'll get to later on what type of avadim you're buying. Bez Hashem, batim, besadas, vikramim, houses, fields, vineyards. Vikosev umma'ale ba'arko shalahem. You're even allowed to go and get it recorded in their courts. Why? If you don't get it recorded in their courts, they're just going to make up a story in a year from now. You're going to leave you in a difficult situation. So you can even do that. That's not called being moda to their avodah zarah. You're just getting it recorded. Matzil miyadam. You're allowed to do that. Meaning that's already the kasha. Because what do you see from there? You're allowed to buy and sell. That's mahanez mutter. Right, that's a riot to Reish Lakish, Akash and Reb Yochanan. So you see, and this is just, this is Stamma de Milsa. This is not Reb Nassan. That's the Kasha. How could Reb Yochanan say they don't argue? It seems like they do argue. Okay, so we'll get to that. But even before, Tosfos on this line asks, didn't we learn earlier about, not Tosfos here, but Tosfos back on Daf Beis. I thought it was, how does this fit into the Shlosha Yomim Lefnei Yom Ha'ed is Aser? And here it says you're allowed to go. How do you fit that in? It's a toast, that's where Tosfos, the big Tosfos on the Beis Manal discusses. Maybe there's a difference between buying and selling. Maybe there's differences Bizman Hazeh, and the Mishnah's talking about in earlier times where there was Avodah Zarah. Right? Kasha, ma samchu ha'olam, lasis v'lasis, b'yomeid, avodah zarah, chavim imayim. Tosfos there gave the three answers, if you remember. They're not really of the Avodah Zarah, and maybe it's talking about a goy that you don't really know. And maybe only Isser is only Mamish Tikrovis Avodah Zarah. We mentioned all of those answers on the first day on Daf Beis, but it's also discussed here by the Rishonim. Maybe they're not so aduk. But either way, this is the first part of the Braisa. But we continue quoting. Ukishe Vimayakoin. Mitame b'chutz la'aretz ladun la'areri mahem. And if he's a kohen who's owed money in one of these dine Torah, he could even go to chutz la'aretz to be done and try to get his money back to be ma'arer. Ukeshem shematame b'chutz la'aretz. You know there's tumas chutz la'aretz. Chazal were gozer in the time when they knew the Churban was happening. Ukshem Shematam, right, we had that a couple of days ago also. What did they do right before the Churban? Right, they were gozer on Kleis Chuchis and Tumaso Eretz Amim. Make sure everybody knows that Golos is Golos. Ukshem Shematam, Bechutz Laretz, Kach Matame, Beis Akvaris. And just like you go to Chutz Laretz, so too, to a cemetery. To a cemetery? The Beis Akvaris, Alka Daitach, Tumadar Isahi. Tumas Eretz Amim is Durabanan. Tumas, Beis Akvaris, a Kohen could go into a Beis Akvaris for money? That doesn't fit. Where we know you have to give away all of your money to not violate a Nisa Daraisa, right? To maybe even certain Drabanans. So the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch discussed this in Hilchos Sukkah, in Hilchos Lulav. So Beis HaKfaris Lagadah Tumah Daraisa Hi Ela Beis HaPras Drabanan. Okay, it doesn't really mean Beis HaKfaris. It means a plowed over Beis HaKfaris, which we know is Beis HaPras. So Mishnah tells us in a Seder Taras, one of the Mishnayos, we have three types of Beis HaPras, but the one that we're talking about here, at least, is where you had a grave somewhere in this field and you plowed it over, so any tiny little piece would be very, very small. So Chazaka, we can rely that it's not going to make you tummy, but the Chazal goes there Tuma Drabanan. Ela Beis HaPras Drabanan. Okay, that's where he's allowed to go. Umitame, and he's also allowed to be mitame himself to go into Chutz La'aretz. Lomo Torah Velisa Isha. Here it is, famous line. Leaving Eretz Yisrael to go learn Torah or to get married. If somebody feels that that's where they could learn the best, if that's where they could find the proper wife, so that's why that's where they're allowed to go. Am Rabbi Yehuda Emasai Bezman Shemotzi Loma. That's only if there's no yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael that you can't learn by, you know, as well. Aval Bezman Shemotzi Loma, if you could just as easily find a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael to learn with, Ein Matame, you can't. Can't go to Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he argues, Afilu B'Man Shemotzi Lomot, even if they're good yeshivos in Eretz Yisrael, if somebody feels there's a specific Rebbe, a specific place to learn a Chutz La'aretz, Yitame L'Fishein Adam Zocha Lomo Mikol. Right? And that's a big discussion in Hilchas Kibud Av Ha'Eim also. What if the parent says one thing and the child says something else? But either way, let's just finish the Brisa and then we'll mention some points. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Maisa B'Yossi Fakohen, Shehalacha Acha Rabo, Letzidon, Lil Maltara. So he went, L'Maisa. V'Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. Why is that last line important? Because it shows that Rabbi Yochanan knew of this Brisa. And Rabbi Yochanan knew of the Brisa by saying, Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi. So what does the first part of the Brisa say? That you're allowed to do business. Right, you're allowed to buy stuff. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says nehane and mahane is asur, and therefore alma pligi. So you see that they do argue. So says the Gemara. How does Rabbi Yochanan answer? So Rabbi Yochanan, what, he holds like Rabbi Nasan? Says the Gemara, Amlechar Rabbi Yochanan, lo pligi. Really, there is no, they don't argue. Aye, so what about this other brisa that seems to say it's mutter, velo kasha, kan balokeach mina tagar, de shakli michsa mine. Here we're talking about where you're buying from a merchant who directly pays taxes, and that's what's usher to the Avodah Zarah, kan balokeach mina balabayas, a more private person, de lo shakli michsa mine. More private, not on the books, and therefore one is not in violation in that regard. Tosfos has two limits in the Lomo Torah Velisa Isha. Right, going to Chutz La'aretz to learn or to get married, Tosfos, Pirish, V'dayto Lachzor La'aretz Yisrael. Number one, Dayto Lachzor. It can't go forever, right? You have to have some type of plan. You have to have the return ticket already booked. Dayto Lachzor. The Ilu ain't Dayto Lachzor, Amar B'Ksubis B'Perek Basra, the last Perek in Ksubis, you know all the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Gemaras. Achav Shalzeh Nasa Oberes Gochavim V'Meis Baruch HaMalchem Sharago V'Zeh Yarad Achar L'Chutz La'aretz. Unusual Gemara there, but the Gemara says you have to have Dayto Lachzor, basically. V'Dafka, and then also Tosfos says specifically these two mitzvahs. It's not like any Tzorach mitzvah. Teaching Torah or learning Torah, right? If it's learning Torah, then surely teaching Torah, right? That's the Kal V'Chomer the Gemara has. But also getting married. V'dafka b'anach mitzvah shein chashuvos l'lomo Torah shegodot ha'ma Torah shemevi l'dei ma'isa v'ishanami d'chziv the pasuk in Yishayol o tohu bara l'sheves yitzara aval l'shar mitzvahs lo, but not for other mitzvahs. You can't just go for other mitzvahs to chutz la'aretz. That's Tosfos's two days. We've discussed often, what does Tosfos say here? And of course we're getting married. Why? Because of... So Tosfos could have said three ideas. Tosfos said one. Tosfos could have said, because there's a big mitzvah to get married. Ki ikach ishisha. Tosfos doesn't say that. So does that mean Tosfos holds like the Rush? Machlokas Rambam Rush, whether there's a mitzvah to get married separately from having children? right? Unclear. I don't know if he could bring a raya from it, but maybe he says it's a great big mitzvah to get married, right? But he doesn't quote the mitzvah of kiyikach. So maybe it's like the Rush. It's not so unusual to think that Tosas and the Rush are in the same world, that marriage is just a hechsher mitzvah, unlike the Rambam, and the others that hold it is a mitzvah, bishleimusa, just to get married. But the other pasuk that Tosas could have quoted is, and this is definitely Tosas l'shitaso, Tosas says it's a big mitzvah to have kids, shenamar purvu! The mitzvah d'arayza to have children. Why does Tosfos quote the pasuk in Yeshayahu, L'sheves Yitzara, which is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, to populate the world even beyond one boy and one girl, every child one has, is part of a mitzvah d'rabbanan to populate the world? Why does Tosfos quote that? L'sheves Yitzara. Tosfos should quote the pasuk of Puravu. So Tosfos does the same thing, if you remember, in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph, where the Mishnah says there, Machlokas Pishama Beisilo, where the Mishnah discusses if somebody has a chatzi Eved chatzi ben chorin. So we force him to free his Eved. Why? Because he's stuck. He can't marry anybody. He can't marry a Shifcha because he's Chatzi Ben Chorin. He can't marry a Bas Chorin because he's Chatzi Eved. So we force him to free his Eved. Why can't he just stay where he is and not get married? No! It says L'Sheves Yitzara, the Mishnah. Ask Tosfos, why do you call L'Sheves Yitzara? Why not Puravu? Puravu is the mitzvah d'araisa. So Tosfos says something. The question is, what does Tosfos mean? So Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the Lecha Tov, discusses, what does Tosfos mean? Right there he discusses in Klal Yud Gimel, his chilik is, you have to work it out, his chilik is between Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero, generally. As we know, Ben Adam Lamakom, Hashem could give you the credit as if you did it. You know, even if you didn't do it. Odis Rachmana Patre, what does that mean? So by mitzvahs like lulav and shofar, let's say I can't afford a lulav, Hashem could say, you know what? I'll give you the credits as if you did it. But what if I'm on my way to do Bikur Cholim and I never get there? There's too much traffic, I turn around. It's as if I did it? No, Hashem doesn't fault me, but it's not as if I did it. It's result-oriented. I didn't achieve the result of making my friend feel good. So Hashem's not going to fault me, but I can't get the credit. So that's the difference between Ben Adam Lamakom and Adam Lachaver. So it's not exactly the same, but Rabbi Yosef Engel says there, maybe that's the chilek also between Puravu and L'Sheves Yitzara. If it's Puravu, that's Ki'ilu like a mitzvah Ben Adam Lamakom. Right? What if people can't have kids? People can't have kids. Rachmana Litzlan, they're not blessed with children. So Hashem could say, Mitzad the mitzvah Puravu, I'll give you the credit. You tried. Hashem can give you that credit. But L'Sheves Yitzara, that's about result, about populating the world. Onis is not going to help there. Shem say, Ki'ilu, you did it. No, okay, you didn't do it. I'm not going to fault you. But you didn't do it. So that's why in all of these cases, like, we'll force the master to free the Eved. Why Puravu? No, what do you mean Puravu? Don't force him. Hashem will give you the credit anyway. L'Sheves Yitzara, you can't say that. L'Sheves Yitzara, it's result oriented. That's why he's freed for L'Sheves Yitzara. So to here. Tosfos says, right, you have to go to Eretz in Chutz Laretz. What do you mean? Stay in Eretz Yisrael so you won't have kids. Right, you won't do Puravu, you're Ones, you're in Eretz Yisrael. No, L'Sheves Yitzara, though, you'd have to go out, because that's result-oriented. So that's Tosfos L'Shitaso, I think, Tosfos here, and Tosfos in Gittin, on Daf Mem Aleph. Again, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, big issue, again, one of the mysteries of the Rambam. Yeah, there are many mysteries, why the Rambam does not count the separate mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, as, you know, various other, why doesn't the Rambam count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah, right? Why doesn't the Rambam, like the Ramban says, why doesn't the Rambam count, many others? The Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? Many mysteries in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs. That does not mean that he holds it's not a mitzvah. The Rambam in 10 different places in Mishnah Torah is clear that he holds that Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. Right, like Rov Mefarshim of the Rambam. Somehow he put it into some other mitzvah that he doesn't count it independently. Either way, we'll see at the end at this time. We'll come back. Either way, let's continue. So, we answered a question. Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe there's a difference between if you buy directly from a merchant who pays taxes or one that does not. So, Amar Mar. So once we quoted this Brisa, I'm sorry, one other point. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyoni Ashas, fascinating. He says, where's the source that you know that you're allowed to leave Chutz Laretz to go learn Torah, if you feel that's the best place to learn? So the Gemara says it. Where's the source? He says it's a pasuk in Chumash. It's a pasuk in Chumash, based on a chazal. But what's the pasuk? We know the pasuk towards the end of the Torah. He says, L'aniyaz daiti, rachmana sharyeh, ayin eirevin nunhei. Rashi quotes this in Parshas Nitzavim Vayelach. Lo me'eiver layamhu. Assuming that's talking about Torah. What does that mean? It's not, the Torah is very close to you. It's not Me'ever Layam. What does that sound like? If it would be Eiver Layam, you'd have to go. and you'd be allowed to go. So it's Beferish HaPasuk. Rashi Meiber Layami, Atatzorach Lavarach Arel. V'dochak Lomar, that is talking about the opposite. Yoshvei Chutzlar, it's going to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so he says, Mefurish Kidvarenu, that's a pickup by Rabbi Yosef. By Rabbi Yosef Engel. Oh, the Chashuk Yechemet also here discusses about saving your Sigona Chutzlaris to learn Torah. What about the following case? This comes up in Harevna also. It's a question that I've, that the many might be aware of. There was a boy who his family was not firm, but he used to go to the Beis Medrash, like secretly, and his parents didn't know about it. His parents didn't want him to become firm. And his parents found out about it, and they said, you can't do anything, you can't go. If we find you there, we're going to disown you, we're going to... So he told, he used to go to the Beis Medrash and he used to say, you know, tell people, and if you see my father coming out from the window, so then just tell me and I'll run out. So they told him once his father was coming and he didn't have any other place to go. So what did he do? He jumped into the Aron Kodesh and he closed the door. And that way his father didn't see him and he was saved himself. Was he allowed to do that? You let him jump into the Aron Kodesh to save yourself from being, not being able to learn. Right? Going to Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to do it in order to learn Torah. What about jumping into the Aron Kodesh? You're allowed to do that in order to learn Torah. So, Lamaskana, he says, yes. Because he says, it's Kavanah Torah. It's just to be Zion to go in. But if the whole purpose of this is not to be Mavazeh, but just to save yourself, so then, Hayim Hayimutu Litchabe B'toch Aron Kodesh. So he says, Nir Kishi Tzorah Gadol Tzorah Hemshech Limur Ayelad Bashir Mutu Latin Asa B'toch Aron Kodesh. Because the whole Isser is, you're using it Litzorah Chol. But here you're not using Litzorah Chol. Right? You're saving it. And he quotes that his brother-in-law, Avraham Kanievsky, had a smach from a Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim talks about, if the Ovdei Kochavim surrounded the whole base of Migdash and they're starting to attack, the Kohanim could run into the Kodesh Kodashim and eat their karbanos there. A similar kind of idea. That's the, it's in Zvachim, Daf Samach Gimel. Okay. Let's continue. Fourth to last line. Omar Mar, Behema Te'aker, a Behema that you bought, we fine you, so you have to injure it somehow. So that it's not useful. But you can tzar balei chayim. What about tzar balei chayim? Right? That's an isser, right? Araisa, drabanan. Amar abaya, amar achmana, esusem ta'aker. What's that answer? Yeshua ben Nun was told to do it. So that's a precedent. So you see, in certain contexts, it's a precedent. Tosfos asks, maybe that was a dafka, min hadibur, right? Maybe that was a special din, hapi hadibur, right? How do you know that that's a precedent that we're supposed to, use? Tosfos says, yesh koach biyadam lakar hecha denira tam ksas lakar. Tzar balei chayim is number one, injuring, but, torturing when an animal is in pain. If you just like, I know, like the Noda Behuda talks about this in his hunting shuv, if you remember in Yerodea, Simon Yud or so, I think it's in Tinyana, Yerodea, Simon Yud, where he discusses, to kill an animal is not Tzar balei chayim. To torture an animal is Tzar balei chayim. Right? So, again, that's, Tosfos also relates to that here, but, you know, if there's a tzorech though, so then one would be able to. So this is a tzorech, to try to get people not to be involved in the shuk of Avodah Zarah. Omer Mar. So ikur here, ikur in the context, injuring in the context of buying something from an avodah zarah shuk is physically doing something to the animal. So that's soser as follows. V'rameini, but we learned in the following: ein makdishin ve'ein machrimin ve'ein ma'arihim mizmanazeh. One is not allowed to give something to the base of Mikdash mizmanazeh. It's just going to lead to problems. Not allowed to be makdish something mizmanazeh or ma'arich, right from arachin in Bechukosai, or machrim, right? Three different avenues of making something hektish. You can't do that mizmanazeh. It's just going to lead to problems. V'im hektish ve'achrim ve'harich. And what if I did? What if I did give something to the Beis HaMikdash? So behema te'aker. So the same kind of things. I want to make sure that it's not usable. So I have to be ma'aker the behema. Peros ksus v'kelem yirkavu. Mos v'klei matchus yolichen liyam ha'melach. Right, you have to get rid of it. Right, Tosfos, by the way, points out, if you throw it to the Yam HaMelech, you don't have to crush it up, because it just becomes usable right away. If you throw it into any other river, you have to crush it up first, because then you might be able to get it out of the river. Either way, ve'ezeo ikur, but what is ikur here? No aldelis bifaneha v'yimesame aleha. You can't do anything to the animal. Just put it somewhere and not feed it. But you can't physically mutilate the animal. So stira, what's ikur? Why, in the context of avodah zarah, do we say ikur means cutting the animal's legs on the bottom? While ikur by hektish, you say just leave it, just close it up. So two answers. Number one, Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, shiny hasam, mishum b'zayin kachim. Here we're talking about a karban. So as you're being mevazek kachim, right? If you're actively doing something to the animal, that's not allowed. So the Gemara says, v'nishchate mishchat, v'nishchat it. So why did you shecht it? So you don't want it to be lying around, people getting benefit from it. Why did you shecht it? Also, well, it's a call. If you shecht it, you might come eat it. Right? What do you usually do if you shecht the animal? I might come eat it, but you can't eat it. Veleshve gistra, so just kill it. Just kill the animal. Right? You don't want it walking around. You don't have to let it stay and get starved. Amar Abaya, Amar Kravidi, Tatim is Vizbechosam. Vegomer, Los Asokin, Lashem Lokechem. Still, you're not allowed to destroy anything related to the base of Mikdash or Karbanos. You can't just kill a Karban, and therefore you don't have any other choice. So you just leave it, but you can't physically do anything to it because it is worse than other cases. Tosfos here discusses in Dibur Maskil Noel also, what about Bechor Bezman Hazeh? We know Bechor, we do everything we can to prevent Bechor. Right? If somebody nowadays knows that they own an animal that's about to have a firstborn, they sell a percentage to the Goy. So the Goy owns 5% of the mother. So when the child is born, there's no Kedushas Bechor. That's Mafkia, the Kedushas Bechor. But what happens if they didn't do that? And there's a Bechor walking around. So ask Tosfos, why, by Bechor Bezman Hazeh, why don't we also, right, Noel Delas, right, Amailo Etzricho, Lino Delas, Shalo Yovel Edetakola, Volon Etzarech Lamtin, Ashipo Bomum, right, why don't we do that too? So Tosfos discusses, by Bechor, you didn't do anything wrong. Here you did something wrong, so we fine you. Right, you were Makdish something. Bechor is automatic. We know that's the only carbon that's automatic. Bechor Behema Tahora. And a Bechor of a Chamor. But that's automatics. So that's why we're not going to fault you. Okay, we'll come back to the Bechor Behemet Torah and Bez Hashem soon. I want to mention that Taz, but let's just do the next second answer. Rava Amar, different answer. Again, between the Stira of why by Avodah Zarah you have to actively be Ma'aker, while by Kachim, no, Kachim, we just let it in a room, and he may allow. So the first answer was, because Bizayin Kachim. Rava Amar, Mibnei, similar, but a little different. Mibnei Shenireh Kemata Mumba Kachim. Because it's Nireh, there's an Issa Darabon, and it looks like you're making, putting a Mum on a Karban. That's an Issa Daraisa. To be Mata Mumba Kachim. There's 7 or 8 mitzvos of the 613 that has to do with the Balmum. You can't be Makar of a Balmum, you can't Shech the Balmum, you can't be Zork the Dam of a Balmum, but you can't make a Mum in a Karban, right? That's why the Gemara says elsewhere, Kohanim were Chashudim of putting Mum in on a Bechor. Because the second a Bechor gets a Mum, so it's theirs, then they don't have to give it as a Karban. So that's why they were Chashud. So Rava says, here, Nireh, Kamata Mum Bakachim. Says the Gemara, Nireh Mum Malyeh. What do you mean Nireh? You are actively putting a Mum. This isn't Nireh Durabanan. It's a daraisa. You're putting a mum if you would do this. Says the Gemara, no. Hani mi lebizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. When is there an iser daraisa to be matel mum? Only when we have a beis hamikdash. To chazi lahakrava. Because then it's roy to be hukrav. And if you're matel mum, hashta de lo chazi lahakrava, less lumba. But if it's not chazi lahakrava, there's no iser daraisa. And that's why it's only nireh. It's only nireh ke matel mum. Says the Gemara, really? By being matel mum bakachim bizman hazeh is only to rabbanan? So what about this case? V'levi kemato mum ba'bal mum to avagav de lo chazi lakrava aser. What about making a mum on a bal mum? He's already not roy lakrava, and if you're matel mum, that's still an isadar isa. So what's the difference between matel mum and a bal mum and a matel mum bizman hazeh? Answer, bal mum nihi de lo chazi lagufe l'dami chazi. It's still roy. You could sell it and then take that money and buy another carbon. But bezman hazeh, it's not roy for anything. There is a very important stipler here that's very yesodistic. Says the, so the Gemara here says, the isser being matamum bakachim bezman hazeh is only drabanan. Because you need ra'ui to bring the carbon. If you can't bring the carbon bezman hazeh, because you don't have a base of mikdash, so it's only drabanan. What about shchut echutz? The isser of shchut echutz bezman hazeh is daraisa. Even though we don't have a base of mikdash. If I would have a carbon today, if I would be makdish a carbon, and then I would shecht it, that's an iser daraisa of shchut echutz. Ask the stipler, that's a gemara elsewhere. Why by shchut echutz is it an iser daraisa even though we don't have a base of mikdash? While matel mum bakachim is an iser rabbanan because we don't have a base of mikdash. The question is, what's the machayev of each iser? Based on a sefer achinuch, he says, is the iser, is there a chiyev to bring karbanas today? Is there a reality that we can't bring karbanas? Is there a chiyev to bring karbanas? Yes, we just can't. Can we bring karbanas? No. So what is each iser dependent on? The iser of shchut echutz is dependent on the chiyev to bring a karban. And there is a chiyev, bizman hazeh daraisa. We just can't fulfill it. That's why it's still daraisa. Matel mum bakachim is the machayev is the actual practical reality of whether we can bring the karban. That's the chilek. He says, Ba'ani has dieti, he says, Avodah Zarah, right here, Simin Zion. Based on the chinuch. Devade leinyan shchitas chutz kol sheish efsharus lahakrivo bifnim chayavan alav bachutz. V'afilu begavne she'asur lahakriv kol sheim olu lo yeredu chayavan alav bachutz. Aval leinyan isra adalas mum sheyisodu mebnei shemafsid legavoa davar shetzarech lahakrivo. The root of isra adalas mum is because you're ruining what could be given now. Yesh lomar the kol sheein lo shum mitzvah lahakriv ein b'hafsadaso pseidu legavoa ven adalas mum nechshem mafsid kachim. I am shum based on a heter, a chiyuv. That's a important chiluk that he has here in Avodah Zarah. Okay, Ashkel here, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Eloi, Dekoya Pischa de Tzur. Rabbi Yonah found Rabbi Eloi that was sitting at the doorway to Tzur. Amar Lake, Tani Beima Teyaker, Avar Eved Mai. So it says what you're supposed to do a behema to make it unusable. What about an eved? It's supposed to do anything to an Eved to make an Eved unusable? Eved Yisrael will come in boyly. An Eved Yisrael, for sure, do nothing to. He come in boyly, Eved Obed Kochavim. What about an idolater Eved? Do anything? Mai, the Gemara says no. Amalei, Mai, come in boyly. Tanya, we learned, Obed Kochavim, Baharoi Behemadaka, Lo Malim, Lo Maridin. Right? Idol worshippers and Roy Behemadaka, who are also people who are ruthless and only interested in their own finances, Lo Malin, if they fall into a pit, you don't have to bring them up. Avlo Maridin, you can't actively do anything to them. So do here. You can't actively do anything to them. Remember, all those halachas bizman hazeh don't apply. The chazonish and hilchashchita, right? That whole halacha malav labaridin don't apply today. Today we have to just be makariv everyone ba'avosos ha'ahava. Right, because everybody today has a halakhav's tinok shenishba. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira, k'tani lochem hen vahema avadim ushvachos. You're allowed to buy all these things. Eved Yisrael, odil mafilu eved oved kochavim, an eved Yisrael, or even an idol worshiper eved. Amalei mestaver eved Yisrael must be only an eved Yisrael. The eved oved kochavim l'may mi boyle. Well, why would you buy him? What good would you be using him for? Rashi says, my mitzvah yesh kan dinishrile. What reason would you be buying something from this idol worshiper, an eved idolater? Kiyasa Ravin Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish. No, I feel eved odik achavim mipnei shemachniso tachas kanfei ashchina. Wow, because you're being machnesin. He's going to become an eved kenani. You're being machnesin under tachmei ashchina. Why? Because he's going to be chayiv in a couple of mitzvahs. Tosfos says here he's going to be chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. Right? We know an eved kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha, or all mitzvahs that are not zman grama. So therefore, you're being machlis impartially on the tachan feyashrina, and therefore it is allowed. Amar Bashi al tobehema, my machlis tachas kan feyashrina yikas. What about an animal? What about buying the animal from them? Elamisha miutayu. No, the whole heter is because you are taking away their assets, so they're going to be less productive. So achanami demayti yishari. So to here, we're talking about even taking an eved ovi kachavim. Forget the mitzvos, but you're just being memayed their assets. That's why it is allowed. Tachas kan feyashrina. That line. That describes any ger, any type of ger, anybody who comes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Rambam, we mentioned this a while ago, not so recently, the Rambam in his a letter to Rabbi Yevadia Hager, where he talks about there was a Muslim convert that wrote to him and said, oh, people make fun of me that I used to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, and they scream at me, Bechulu. So in that context, the Rambam has his great line where he says, number one, you were never an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, because I don't think Islam is Avodah Zarah. And number two, they're screaming at you, Kol HaKoeis Ki'ilu Avodah Zarah. So they're actively being Ovid of Avodah Zarah right now. So that's what we've quoted in the past. But at the end of that shuvah, the Rambam gives him chizik. And he says, you're great, you're amazing, and recognize, v'hikir akol, v'yadav v'radav achrei Hashem, v'avar b'derech hakodesh, v'nichnas tachas kanfei Hashchina, right, our line from our Gemara, v'nisavik ba'afar ragli Moshe Rabbeinu v'rabban l'kol ha'nevi'im, you came and were mizdavik, and now you're in the dust of Moshe Rabbeinu's feet, v'chaveis b'mitzvosa, v'naso libo l'karval Hashem, v'lismoach b'simchas ha'tzadikim, v'shlech olam hazem libo. You're unbelievable. The Rambam was giving him chizik. But he quotes, you were nechlas tachas kanfei Hashchina. And therefore, trying to encourage him. Okay. Weiter, finishing up. Rabbi Yaakov Zavan Sandal, Rabbi Yirmiyah Zavan Pita. Rabbi Yaakov bought a sandal from this shuk. And Rabbi Yirmiyah bought bread. We'll get back to that. Armalei Chad L'Chavrei. And they each were upset about the other one. Yasma, one said to their friend, Yasma, you orphan you, meaning as if you don't have a Rebbe. Avad Rabcha Hachi, your Rebbe taught you that? Armalei Idach, Yasma, Avad Rabcha Hachi. He said, how'd you do that? How'd you buy the sandal? How'd you buy the bread? V'travayim v'balabayis avan. They both did not buy it from a merchant who pays taxes. They both had bought it from the private balabayis. V'kolchad v'chad, savar, chavar mitagar zavan. They each were mistaken about their friend. Tam Rabbi Abba, b'reid Rabbi Chiyah, bar Abba, lo shonu ela b'lokech v'natagar, t'shakli mechsimine. As we said earlier, the only problem is buying it from the merchant. Ava b'lokech v'balabayis, t'lo shakli mine michsa, mutter. But if you buy it from the balabayis, who does not take taxes from you to pay the avodah zara imutter? Amar Rabbi Abba b'reid Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba ilmali Rabbi Yochanan ayazimna. If Rabbi Yochanan were here, remember the difference ilmali with an aleph, ilmali with a yud. Tosas in Megillah, right? If Rabbi Yochanan were here, ba'aser tekashakli mixa filimi balabayis havi aser. He would aser even taking it from the balabayis because he says that's also a problem. Ela inu hechi zavan. So according to him, how did they buy? Mi balabayis she'eno kavu azavan. It was a low-level balabayis. No, somebody that never really has a store. He's just selling now. So therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would say that is mutter. The Tosfos here discusses, he bought bread? Isn't there an iser of pasakum? Right, that's also later on we're going to learn. Lamed hey, lamed vav, all those mishnayos. Bisholakum, chalavakum, pasakum. So what about pasakum? Tosfos, Rabbi Yirmi, Avim Tomar, v'lo pas ovdikachavim asura. Baked items of Goyim or Asur. V'yishlomar, medamayim v'makom she'ein palter Yisrael. There was no Jewish baker, right? As Tosfos said, Tosfos refers to what he says later on, right? We know this is the only one that was not accepted lahalacha. This is a chumrah, it's not a halacha. Bisholakum, and chalavakum, and gvinasakum, and yayinakum, all of those are halacha. Pas akum is the only one that's a chumrah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, be machmir for it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say be machmir for bishul akum. That's not a halacha. That's not a chumrah. You have to do that every day. But we shown him already discussed. It was a gzeira she'ein hatzibri yichol lamod bo. So that's why Tosfos says later on, he refers to it here. It's a chumrah. It was a place where there was no bread. You needed bread to live. So therefore, that's why he bought it. V'od yesh lomar, demayri hachadul tzarech avdo ovetikachavim. Ol tzarech behemto. He bought it for his animal. He bought it for his eved akum. So that's why it was okay. Okay, gives another answer, but that is that. Just to mention the Taz, and then we'll stop. I mentioned earlier the Taz talking about Bechor. Right, Tosfos brought in Bechor. Bechor, the Taz is the one that discusses why is it that we have three mitzvahs related to Bechor, Pidyon HaBen and Bechor Behema Tahora. And Petar Chamor. Two of the three get brachos. Petar Chamor gets a bracha, right? If you switch the sheep with the donkey, and Pidyon HaBen gets a bracha. Bechor Behema Tahora doesn't get a bracha, right? It's a karbon, doesn't get a bracha. Why? So Taz quotes the pre-show, but then he gives his own answer. Where he says, V'nira li, Shin Chaf Aleph Vav. De'ein Shayach Bracha El B'masha Osa Adam Mishalo. A bracha is when you do something. When you do something, I change the Kedusha from the sheep, the status from the donkey to the sheep. I was podeh my son, right, with five slime. When I do something, al zeh mevarech shezika lasos mishelo ratzon ha-makom baruch hu. Ma she'en kein bibechor, to me'olam lo ha-yisos z'chuspa. What happened by a bechor behemah tahora? The animal was born. It's automatically hektish. It goes to the Kohen. I didn't do anything, right? It's mine. I have to give it to the Kohen, but I didn't do anything. To mishenolad hu be'gazad rachmana. Vavi ki'ilu lo nolad lo oso ha-bechor. El ki'ilu nolad be'beis Kohen miparaso. Unbelievable, Lasha. It's as if the Kohen's animal. So if I didn't do anything, so therefore, even though the Gemara says in Nedarim, there's a mitzvah lahakdisho, there's a mitzvah to add my own element of Kedusha, but really, lamaisa, it's kadosh even without my doing anything, that's where there's no bracha. There's only a birchas ha-mitzvah when I'm actively doing something. Again, other birchas shevach, Hashem's doing it, but that's a birchas shevach. Here we're talking about birchas ha-mitzvah only when I'm doing it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Yonatan Achani Weiss in honor of Moshe's bar mitzvah. We wish them a mazel tov.